Eric, win number one. Did you think this day would ever come?
I honestly didn't. We had, you know, we've had speed since I started, really, and it's so tough racing out there, and spun out a bunch of times this year, and I just never thought, I just really wanted to finish. My only focus was run my own race and finish, and it worked out. You know, I just never in my wildest dreams did I think I would be able to outrun all these quality cars.
Win number three for the team.
Yeah, it's awesome. I used to help Pat with Double Deuce Racing. Seeing him win's great. Seeing Cody win's awesome. Couldn't be happier.
Well, having helped Pat for so long, you must understand then, have an idea. You just don't come here and win. It takes a long time sometimes. And you were fortunate enough tonight to win in just, what, your second, third year out?
Second year, yeah. All I did was try and, you know, drive my own race. I wasn't trying to win the race. I was just trying to do what I could and do my best. I wasn't worried about beating David or Joe or anyone else. I just had to race myself, really, and that's it. Worked out.
Tell me about how you took the lead.
David went by me really fast early, and he was driving off into the sunset, and I said, well, just stay low and run your own race, and he got into traffic, and that kind of slowed him up. And then he just started coming back to me, and he looked like he was getting a little free. And finally, he said, coming out of four there, he got a little sideways, and I just stood in it, and I said, now or never, and I ran it in there, and it worked out.
At that point, are you even looking at the leaderboard?
No. When I caught the lap car, I just tried to drive as smooth as I could. It was starting to get a little free on exit. Just try to be as smooth as I could, and once I got behind those lap cars at the end, I was just protecting. It was so hard. I was better than them, but it was so hard to try and get by them.
Yeah, you got behind Snyder, and a couple times you'd venture to the outside. You're like,
Yeah, it was tight on entry and through the center, and I just couldn't roll it out there, and it was just starting to get a little slippery, and I just wanted to get by him. You just think, you never know who's coming, if Otto's coming or Joe or whoever back there had, after 75 laps, could have been coming like a house on fire. So I'm just trying to do as much as you can.
That's another thing, 75 green flag laps.
I go to the gym four times a week for that exact reason. You can't be out of shape and drive one of these things. And I think that really paid dividends tonight. I do the best I can to stay in really good shape, so keep my fitness up so I don't wear out.
How long were those last five laps?
Very long. I was starting to pay attention. I didn't really have any designs on winning until it got about lap 70, and then I said, I'll just protect the bottom. If someone drives around the outside of me, they drive around the outside of me, and that's about all you could do. You're getting into really good cars. I think it was Tim was in front of me, and then it was Timmy J, and I can't even remember who else, but they're all good cars, and it's tough to pass guys, even lap guys.
Did you know earlier before the feature started, through practice or your heat race, that you had a good car tonight and that you were fortunate enough to get a good starting spot? Things can happen.
Yeah, I wasn't too optimistic. We got a really poor draw, and we were starting almost last in our heat race, and I didn't think we'd get handicapped in. The car was really good on old tires, and the whole focus tonight was just go 75 laps. It was the first 75 lap race I finished in my whole career. I've had a bad history in crashing in them and crashing other guys, so I just wanted to finish, and that was the whole focus tonight. I was pretty calm, actually, before we went out, just more worried about finishing and just who cares if I finish eighth, just finish the race.
Personally, what does this mean to you?
It hasn't sunk in yet, but this has been, in my wildest dreams, back when we started helping Ray, me and my father in 2008, I thought it'd be cool if I could even drive one. To win it's indescribable. It's just, I've won eight races between Ray and Pat, and to win another one, win myself with my father being pretty much the only crewman here tonight is just a dream come true.
And finally, who do you have to thank for your first win tonight?
My parents. My dad does 95% of the work. He's a wizard with these things, and he does all the setup work, and it's him and I doing most of it. My crew guys, Scott, Brandon, Donnie, they help out a lot when they can, and you know, those guys do most of the work, and I'm the one that gets to go out there and drive it fast or bend it up sometimes. So, but yeah, my parents are the ones I have to thank for all this. And, I'm sorry, my brother-in-law, Ray, for giving me the car.